Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. I am here to share with you a passage, or rather a verse from God's Word given by the Lord Jesus on peace. And I hope that with this sharing, we can understand the peace that our Lord Jesus has given to us, that we can have and that we can seek to have. So let me just read this verse, John chapter 14, verse 27. John 14, verse 27 reads, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And so let me begin by first giving you the context very quickly. The context was that the Lord Jesus was with his disciples and they had finished supper together, and the Lord Jesus had also washed their feet. The traitor Judas Iscariot, by the time the Lord Jesus spoke those words, had left their company in that room at that time. He had left. And so the Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples after Judas Iscariot had left. He spoke of his death to come, and his disciples were troubled, and the Lord Jesus knew that his disciples were troubled. The Lord Jesus then promised the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will abide in and with them. And so with that as the context, let me just quickly touch on the meaning of peace as used in God's Word as well as in this verse. So that you see on your screen is the root Greek word of peace. And we have generally some idea, I'm sure, of what peace is. And generally, the meaning of this word has got a number of meanings. It can mean calm, can mean quietness, rest, set at one again, between persons, for example, an absence or end of strife or quarrels, a state of being untroubled, undisturbed, a state of well-being. It is also a common Jewish greeting or farewell, and you will also be familiar that in a lot of the letters that the Apostle Paul had written, he started with the word peace as well. Grace and peace be unto you. And the Lord Jesus also used the word peace as a greeting in some parts of God's Word. Now, having an idea of the meaning of peace as used in Greek, relevant to our scripture verse, here are two meanings. Firstly, peace with God. That's the first relevant meaning. And so, peace with God refers to the position or the status of a person with God in terms of whether he is right with God, in the sense of whether he is at enmity with God or whether he is right with God, in the sense of God not having placed condemnation on him. Now, we are sinners because of original sin. And because of sin, God is just and holy, and God's wrath demands punishment and the penalty of sin. Without this being dealt with, and without peace with God, there can be no peace. In our country, a person who is found guilty of certain serious crimes can be punished with death. And that's the death penalty, that is capital punishment. And a person who has been found guilty in court and the death sentence is passed on him will be facing execution by hanging. Such a person will not have peace. Such a person awaits for his execution. He can petition for clemency, for him to be pardoned, and he can make multiple petitions to be pardoned, but usually without success. And so imagine such a person, will he have peace? And so likewise, if a person has sinned that is not forgiven, then he faces God's condemnation and punishment that is forever after he leaves this world. And so that is critical in terms of peace. Whether there is peace, a person has peace with God, or whether the person is not right with God and therefore facing condemnation and punishment by God. So Romans 5:1 says, therefore being justified by faith. So if a person is justified, meaning found not guilty by God, by his faith in the Lord Jesus, then he has peace with God. The verse says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus. Ephesians 2 says, for he, meaning Christ Jesus, is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and come and preach peace to you who were afar off and to them that were nigh. So the Lord Jesus came to preach peace to men and to make peace in those whom the Father has given to him. Now, secondly, the next meaning is the peace of God. What is this peace of God? As we saw just now in the meaning of the word peace, it means rest, calmness without feeling of being disturbed. And this is an experiential inward peace, meaning it is a peace that a person can experience inwardly. First of all, there must be peace with God. Without peace with God, there can be no such inward experiential peace. And so Romans 15 verse 13 talks about peace in believing. This peace is a peace in our hearts. And Colossians 3:15 talks about the peace of God ruling in our hearts. And this is a peace that guards our hearts and minds. Philippians 4:7 talks about the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit can give us peace. Peace is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. This peace of God is what the Lord Jesus intended in John chapter 14, verse 27. But again, I say, without peace with God, there can be no such peace. Now, verse 27 talks about not as the world giveth. So contrast the peace that the world gives or seeks to give. And we can immediately see that the world gives peace that is external. For example, where there is no more disagreement or fighting, there is so-called peace between persons, groups, or nations. But hatred and enmity may still exist despite the ceasing of fighting or disagreement. Such peace the world seeks to give is temporary. It can be easily broken. It may be at the expense of truth, and it may be deceptive. That means it is not real peace. And lastly, most importantly, this peace is of the world and not of God. So what is the Lord Jesus telling us in this verse, John 14, verse 27? Now, firstly, these are the things we need to be clear about this verse. These words are from the Lord Jesus himself. So it was he who said these words. It is his promise. And who is this promise to? It is for his people. And this promise is for us, meant for us. The Lord Jesus emphasized it. He wants us to have peace because he says, peace I leave with you. And again, he says, my peace I give unto you. And the Lord Jesus said, my peace. Why does he say my peace? Because he is peace. He is the Prince of Peace, as said in the Old Testament. He demonstrated peace in so many times of seeming trouble, sleeping in the ship, in the great tempest in the sea, and even in his persecution, sufferings, and death. We see peace the Lord Jesus demonstrated. We can have this peace if we are in him and in union with him. And the Lord Jesus added in John chapter 16, verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So the Lord Jesus said more than once that he wants us to have peace. He emphasized that he has left peace for us and that we can have it. Therefore, we can have peace if we are in Christ. He has given it to us by the Comforter, meaning the Holy Spirit, who is in us, who belong to the Lord Jesus. So how can we experience the peace of God? Now, even though the Lord Jesus has given us peace, we need to take steps to experience it. How do we do that? We have to be clear about our position with God. Now, we can have peace with God if we believed in the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We place our faith with him. We repent of his sin, of our sins, and turn away from our old lives and live for him. Then there will be no more condemnation upon us. We must be clear that God is sovereign and is in control of all things. His will is perfect and perfect for us. We also must be clear that God takes care of us and does what he considers best for us beyond our understanding. We also must be clear that if God is for us, who can be against us? And so, first, we must be clear about our position with God. Secondly, we need to pray, as Philippians chapter 4, 6 tells us to do so. We also need to fix our hearts and minds on God and his word and trust him. Isaiah 26, 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. And so oftentimes we tend to be focused at the situation that gives us difficulty at hand, but we don't see the big picture that God is in control. God is watching over us And God has his will for us. God will help us. We need to look at the big picture when we are in difficulty. We must do our best and God will help us. And we have to trust him and depend on him. So what should we do? Now, therefore, in any difficulty, when we are troubled, when we are disappointed, immediately we should pray. We must set our hearts and minds on God and his word. We must do our best and trust God. And remember that the Lord Jesus wants us to have peace and not to be troubled or afraid. When we sin, confess our sins, repent, and do the same things as above. And if we do so, we can have confidence and peace that God forgives us of our sins and that we can have peace over that. Let us therefore go forth to do this, to do what we need to do in order to have peace, peace that the Lord Jesus leaves with us and wants us to have. Let us go forth to do this again and again, because we will fail often and we have to continue to do it again and again to seek the peace that we can have. We need to rejoice that we can have peace, and we need to have joy each day in living our lives for God. And lastly, let us preach peace to those who do not have peace with God. And so these are the things I want to share with you from John chapter 14, verse 27. And may our hearts be comforted that the Lord Jesus has given us peace and that we can have peace. Let us go forth and seek peace in any kind of difficulty or trouble. Let us pray. Our Father, Lord, we thank you for thy word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus, who emphasized that he has left peace with us and that we can have this peace that passes all understanding. Father, Lord, we thank thee for saving us and that we have peace with thee because of the atoning work of our Lord Jesus on the cross and your grace upon us, giving us faith in the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And so, Lord, we pray for our hearts to be comforted, assured, and to have joy in these words of the Lord Jesus, that we can go forth and have peace, to seek peace when we are in difficulties, and to have joy that we can have this peace because the Lord Jesus has overcome the world. And so we thank you for thy word, and we pray that thou will be with us. Grant us a blessed time as we continue in prayers. All these we pray in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen.